Hello, Reddit. I'm not sure if this is the right subreddit, but I really didn't want to meet that person, so here we go. A little context. My dad and I live together in our own multifamily home in Germany. My dad has a serious lung condition. His lungs produce and trap excessive amounts of mucus. The trapped amount is huge and keeps lungs from working correctly. It's pretty normal that he has to be picked up by an ambulance every 2 to 3 weeks because he can't breathe anymore. Last week, it was that time of the month. He couldn't breathe. I called an ambulance. He was brought to the closest hospital. Pretty normal for me because this happened at least 10 times in the last 6 months. So I went to bed after he got picked up on a Tuesday. I went to work the next morning and got a text from him that he has to stay for at least 2 more days, approximately Friday. Wednesday evening, I got home from work and played a match of Rogue Company when someone suddenly rang the doorbell. That's unusual because we never have unannounced visitors. I walked to the door and was about to press a door buzzer to open the main door when I heard, I believe, more than one voice directly in front of my door. So that someone just got past the main door. Weird. I asked in German, "Hello, who is it?" Silence for 3 seconds. Then a person who sounds like my father, but at the same time doesn't sound like my father, answers, "Mika, it's me. I forgot my keys. Open the door." I thought, okay, in that case, wait a minute. My dad never called me Mika, only Mickey, and there was that sarcastic tone in the voice. I didn't trust the situation. I called my father on his phone. If the person in front of my door was my father, his phone should ring, right? Right, it didn't. Big whoop. My father answered, and as I suspected, he was still in the hospital. Meanwhile, the two people on the other side of the door heard my phone call and started kicking the door. "Let me in, Mika. It's your daddy. Let me in." Thank God that door's reinforced. After I threatened them with calling the police and having a big ass knife in my hand, they left. I heard their footsteps running down the staircase. I rushed to the window facing the street to check if I can see a car or a license plate. Nothing. Just a few footsteps in the distance. They never came back. What's weird is they knew my name and that my father wasn't home despite his car standing in the driveway. Shit was hitting the fan when a buddy reported something similar. We called the police. Investigation in process. So, I was about 13 or 14 when this happened. I had been in a really dark place mentally, and I met this guy through Tumblr. He told me his name was John, and he thought I was really pretty, and ran a cool Tumblr. He used pictures of this super generic emo guy, and my teen heart was hooked. We'd talked for days and nights, and at one point, I told him the town I lived in. Because my parents worked late, I'd get home from school and usually be by myself at home. And I'd sit in the living room, which had this big window facing the street. If you looked in, you could see people and the TV and stuff, and I always kept the curtains open for light. So about 2 weeks after John and I were talking, I'd noticed this white sedan drive slowly past my house at least once a day, usually right after I got home from school. I also noticed that whenever I was watching something and texting John, he'd find a way to bring the show into conversation. I didn't think much of it at first, because usually it was shows I reblogged on my page before. That was until I started watching Pretty Little Liars on ABC Family. I hadn't posted or reblogged anything about the show, and then John started bringing it up, and I thought it was really weird. When I asked him about it, he said I just seemed like the type of girl who watched it, so I dropped the issue. Fast forward 2 weeks, and I'm with some friends at a nearby park. I wasn't having a good day, so we decided to hang out and do photo shoots or whatever. So we're walking around, and I turn my head and boom, there's a white sedan. Except it's closer, and I can see the person in it. It's this older guy, maybe in his 20s, just watching us. I got really uncomfortable, but I didn't bring it up, and then my friend suggested that we go to the playground, which is right next to the parking lot. But at this point, none of my friends knew about the issue, and I wanted to seem cool, so I went along with it. We dicked around on the playground for a bit when I noticed the guy in a white sedan get out of his car and walk towards us. My middle school brain is trying to rationalize that this can't be the same sedan that kept sitting outside and driving past my house, and maybe the guy was just watching his kid or something. I wish that were the case. I went over to the water fountain to grab a drink, and the guy comes up to me. Guy. Hi there. Hi. Guy. You're... He said my Tumblr handle, right? My blood went ice cold. Me. Yeah, who are you? He smiled at me, this really wide grin. I'm John. I came to see you in person. You told me the town you lived in and how you wish we could meet. Listen, I gotta get back to my friends, I said. No. Why don't we take a drive? We can go to McDonald's, he said. He grabbed my arm at this point, and I think one of my friends had noticed because she came up to us, and the John guy released me and started to back up. My friend said, Hey Lizzie, Mum said we gotta head home. Dad's home and he had a long day. I nodded and walked away with her. My whole group of friends crowded me as we headed back to my house. I never told my parents what happened that day. None of my friends did either. None of us wanted our tumblers exposed, and we thought we'd get in trouble for what happened, even though I was the only one at risk. When we got home, I blocked John and reported the account, thanking my friends for saving me. It's scary what could have happened if they hadn't been there, and I don't think the story would have had a happy ending. Alright, so I did want to clear up a few things here about what I've seen commented. I ended up having a long talk with my mum about the situation, and while I didn't have any records of the Tumblr interactions, I did have the login to the Snapchat account I made to talk with him, and just realised that while typing out this story, I never mentioned the Snapchat bit. We'll get back to that later. She didn't think we'd actually get anywhere really with the police, but we went anyway. We filled out some paperwork, but the man we talked to said that because the account the stalker had used had blocked me, and I didn't have much other proof, as well as the other friends at the time not being able to report as witnesses, there wasn't much they could do. There is a record of the incident, however. I posted this mid-breakdown because I had a flashback to the event and had to get it out, and forgot to mention the Snapchat interactions. It was mostly the same as the Tumblr interactions, except I didn't hide my location on Snapchat. It showed my town, street name, etc. That's why the stalker was able to come so close to me so quickly. All of my information was pretty much out there for the taking. Trust me, I'm on ghost mode, and forever will be on ghost mode on Snapchat. I hope this has cleared a few things up. Thanks for convincing me to go to the police. I hope I helped someone somewhere. I really want to thank the author for giving me permission to narrate this story. This is one that I really feel could help a lot of people because your privacy settings are so important on your social media and you never really know who you're talking to out there, especially if you don't know them or if you don't know them that well. So this story really highlighted to me how it's so important to just go to your settings, put yourself on ghost mode on Snapchat, or just enable your privacy settings so only your close friends can see it. Also, it's good to let someone know where you are at all times, especially, I mean, for everyone, but especially for the female listeners that I have. I want to make that a good, I really want to get that point out there because I've heard of so many of you telling me about how you've been followed by creepy guys or whatever. And I know it happens both ways around, but I think for the most part, it happens to females. So I just want to put out there, you know, let someone know where you are, share your location with someone that you trust and that can look after you, if you know what I mean. Like, not look after you, but you know what I'm saying, like, just look out for you. That's what I'm trying to say, look out for you. So I would recommend that. This is what I do with my girlfriend and my mum. So I've got this app, I think it's called Life 360, and basically you can share your location with someone and have like a little circle so you can see where they are, how fast they're going, how much charge they've got on their phone. So at least you know if anything happens, you don't get a reply, you know where they are. So I'd recommend that you guys get that. I think it's better than Find My Friends on iPhone, but this is something I really think is a good thing to download. Just let people know where you are, male and female, especially if you're going out somewhere, if you're going to a rough part of town or whatever, let people know where you are. So I want to say thank you to the person who let me narrate this story. I really appreciate it. It was from That's a Cool EAF. That's a Cool Leaf. That wasn't the best way to say it, but yeah. Thank you very much for letting me narrate your story, and I really think it puts across a good message. So make sure you guys go and keep yourself safe and put your safety and security settings on. Anyway, on to the next story. Years ago, my family and my family's friends would go camping at some cabins in Lake Placid, New York. Despite what happened that weekend, that campground holds very fond memories for me that I will cherish forever. The incident happened 4th of July weekend. My family was grilling, and me and my friends, children at the time, were running around and playing cops and robbers. While we played, the campground owner came over to my parents and offered to pay for some food. My parents, being nice, gave him food and a beer for free. Eventually, the owner overstayed his welcome and was asked to leave by my friend's dad. This angered him, and he took off his shirt and tried to fight him. We were not aware that he was an alcoholic and already drunk when he asked for food and beer. They eventually got him to leave, and he came back, this time with a rifle. As me and my friends played, he walked around drunkenly, tried to load a rifle. One of my friends, being an innocent kid, walked over to him and asked what he was doing. The owner said, "I'm gonna show your dad something." One of the adults saw this and rushed over. My friend's dad took the rifle from his hands and threw it across the parking lot, screaming at him that there were kids around. At this point, I knew something bad was happening, and I rushed all my friends inside our cabin. At this point, my dad called the police and was recording the whole thing. The police eventually came and arrested him for the night, while the campground owner tried to claim he never had a rifle while saying on video, "Give me my rifle." The police came back the next morning and let us file a temporary restraining order while we stayed the weekend. While this is an incident my family laughs at from time to time, I can't help but wonder what would have happened if he had gotten that rifle loaded. So to the campground owner, let's not meet. So, my fiance and I have been on the lookout for a kitten to accompany our 3-month-old kitten we have already. We searched and searched until one day he said to me, "Let's look on Craigslist." So I did. We found the perfect one, but the only problem was it was 2 hours and 30 minutes away from our home. I inquired about it at around 10:30 p.m. I know it was late, but I almost immediately got a response. She sounded very nice over text and asked to see where I live so that she would feel settled about the kitten living with us. She also insisted on going to their house. I know, I should have just dropped it. At the time, I thought nothing of it. So I sent them a video. We set up a time for the next day to meet. Next day came. I wasn't going to take my fiance, but he insisted on coming with me because he wanted to be my protection, because Craigslist is sketchy. So we drove 2 hours and 30 minutes on our way there. As we were on our way, I was texting this girl that we would get there on time. And she responded, "Great, see you then." We arrived at the home. Me in the driver's seat and my fiance in the passenger seat with the window down. I texted the girl and got no response. I called and got no response. I ended up calling 5 times and texting in the course of an hour and no response. I went up to the house and knocked on the door. Nothing. There was a car in the driveway, but no response from the number or the door. We got there at 6:30 and waited until almost 8. Nothing. The neighbour came out asking what was wrong. I said I'm here since I inquired about a kitten and she said, "A kitten?" I said, "Yeah, it was an ad on Craigslist." She said, "No one has kittens in this home though." I showed her the ad and she said, "Oh, I know them. They're very sketchy people and they don't even own any cats. I just helped them move their furniture yesterday." So I said, "Well, on the ad, it says they have to get rid of their kittens since a new place doesn't allow pets." So the neighbour said, "That's impossible, I have a dog." And so does the neighbour the next door over. I immediately found this creepy and assumed the neighbour was also in on something since it was too creepy and I was feeling anxious. I thanked her and left along with my fiance. Literally immediately when we pulled out of the street, I got a text from the girl saying, "I'm just now getting your messages, something must be wrong with my phone. Did you still want the kitten or no?" I didn't answer and we headed back home. What I don't understand is, they didn't get any money from me, but they asked me to show up not knowing my fiance would be with me. I had a bad feeling about it. What did they want from me?